Welcome to The Trending Show. Now here is your host, Mike Quackenbush.
Greetings, trendies. Yes, it is I, Mike Quackenbush, here to round up a week's worth of what's been trending on the World Wide Web. This week's podcast is brought to you by the great folks over at Cobra Electronics, and I'll tell you more about those cool cats later on. Monday began the social media craze of the Ice Bucket Challenge, which is what killed Lou Gehrig. In response to his horrifying demise, the ALS Association is taking donations. That's online at alsa.org or by calling 888-949-2577. Now, the only method by which a private citizen can escape donating to the ALS Association is by dousing oneself with a bucket of ice water and posting the video to social media, or by being Floyd Mayweather. Taylor Swift was trending on Monday as well. Her breakup with country music was made official with the release of her new music video, Shake It Off, and confirmation that her next album will be a pop album. What makes a popular album not pop? Her last album, Red, sold over 8 million copies worldwide, and her sales figures rival or topple those held by Britney Spears during her commercial zenith. Taylor Swift's sales consistently dwarf sales by chart-designated pop artists Lady Gaga, Maroon 5, and Beyoncé, among other heavyweights. So if her albums are, simply talking numbers here, more popular with listeners by a difference of millions of units, who is failing to understand what is popular in pop music? Any music industry pundit thinking Taylor Swift hasn't been making pop music all along is wearing genre blinders based on obsolete Billboard categorization and the dying form of media known as radio. President Obama, who gave me health care when I had none, said earlier this year that we are actually building Iron Man. Yeah, he said that at a press conference back in February. The first prototype, which is highly classified, has allegedly been in operation since June, which is just in time, because Tuesday the extremist sect ISIS, that's Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, sent what they titled A Message to America, and the video appears to contain the beheading of American journalist James Foley. ISIS, which is believed to have revenue streams comparable to Al-Qaeda in its heyday, bring in small fortunes via ransom payments from governments and the wealthy, while supplementing their income like all the rest of us do, working in the food service industry on weekends and engaging in complex extortion plots in countries with corruptible infrastructures. I believe in Barack Obama, and more so, Stan Lee. So please, let's send in Iron Man, and the guy with the purple costume and the bow and arrow already, and clean that up real quick-like. Lolita Ritchie was trending. About 50,000 people searched up the 16-year-old human Barbie doll, which is not to be confused with Valeria Lukyanova, who is also referred to as the human Barbie doll. Both Lolita and Valeria are from the Ukraine, or Ukraine, and I feel like maybe we aren't putting enough blame on that country for this. Also, it is frustrating to feel unsure about where the emphasis goes. Culturally, we are fascinated by beauty, so says the undocumented worker that gives me mani-pedis every Friday. Something unfortunate about these models that strive for what I think can only be described as an overtly plastic look is this. All of them have photos available online of what they looked like before undergoing whatever they did to look like a Photoshop creation. And all of them appear naturally beautiful. But for some reason, and I must assume that it is the wildly oppressive rhetoric of pervasive women's magazines in the Ukraine, or Ukraine, these models feel insufficiently beautiful and alter or modify themselves to align more closely with an unrealistic and somewhat jarring ideal. Lolita Ritchie, at 16 years of age, claims that her figure, which boasts a 32F bra size, is completely natural. Search results yield photos of the teen model that, I can say unequivocally, will haunt your nightmares for weeks to come. On Wednesday, the term Goliath grouper was trending as a YouTube video went viral to the tune of 20 million views. In this mind-boggling video, a large creature eats a smaller creature. Yes, you heard correctly. The smaller creature, a shark, fit inside the mouth of the larger creature, which went by the name Goliath grouper. Originally, the creature was known as Ant Grouper, but later became Giant Grouper. After briefly becoming Goliath Grouper, a botched experiment induces schizophrenia, and Goliath Grouper next appears in Avengers number 59 as Yellow Grouper. Before I ramble further, I'd like to thank Cobra Electronics, who, through their generous support, keep this podcast in the ether. Just last week, I was able to give away a brand new Cobra Drive HD dash cam, absolutely free to loyal trendy Russell KJ85, and it's a great new innovation that would otherwise retail for $119.95. Cobra Electronics loves The Trending Show, and I would love it if you would show them some love. So visit Cobra.com and browse the incredible selection of innovations they offer for people that live on the go. From the outdoor enthusiast to the road trip warrior, you'll find great gift ideas for them or for you when you shop at Cobra.com. Thursday's big story was Jesse Neiswit's crotch, and that's because she appears on a show called Dating Naked. Dating Naked is a program on VH1 which, in the absence of Steve Winwood music videos, has started airing reality shows where fit singles walk around nude, acting like that's cool. On the July 31st episode, though, VH1, which typically blurs out the naughty bits so as not to offend those mature viewers watching with impressionable young children, failed to blur Jessie's crotch while she wrestled around on a beach. So, the wonders of the female form were exposed to all VH1 viewers, indicating that someone working in Viacom's standards and practices is either asleep at the wheel or desired to have a really good laugh at Jessie's expense. The 28-year-old model says that she was horrified because her grandmother was watching the episode. "You know, I can't help but feel like your grandmother has already seen you naked, Jessie. If I had your crotch, or we shared a crotch, what would horrify me are the 800,000 pairs of eyes that have not previously been introduced to our crotch, suddenly getting it beamed to them in HD." Among the stories trending as the week drew to a close was that of Floyd Mayweather, the undefeated world champion boxer. There are a lot of valid reasons to dislike Floyd Mayweather. More than one battery charge has been brought against him by an ex-girlfriend. Others are critical of his reluctance to give away his fortune to charities. So, if things like that give you weirdies in your belly, dislike away. But this week, people were taking pot shots at Floyd Mayweather for something entirely different. Rapper 50 Cent challenged Mayweather to read one page of Harry Potter without struggling. If Mayweather complied, 50 Cent would donate $750,000 to charity. At first, people wondered why such a challenge was issued. Then, recordings of Mayweather reading simple two-sentence radio promos surfaced, and it became clear why 50 Cent threw down the gauntlet. In these painful recordings, Mayweather struggles with even simple words and seems unable to read aloud even one complete sentence. And so, social media was afire, taking potshots at the otherwise invincible pugilist. Floyd Mayweather's father went to prison for smuggling drugs, and his mother was an addict. In order to take care of his family, Mayweather turned to boxing early on in life and put his focus on the sweet science of it. And we could poke fun at the fact that he isn't much of an orator. But even I, with my rayon acetate throat and gabardine tones, capable of reading multiple sentences in a row without any struggle, is not going to take a verbal jab at Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather is better at his job than anyone that has ever laced up the gloves. When I get paid $75 million per podcast for being such a great headline reader, then I'll lay the smack down on Floyd. And if some fading rapper challenged me to try boxing on a charitable dare, I might give it a whirl, but I have no illusions that I'd end up flat on my back counting the lights as my cornerman threw in the towel. Trendies, when I'm not reciting or inventing news for this podcast, I speak in dialogue with Clayton Morris, my best friend of the last 30 years, and podcasting partner on the Grizzly Bear Egg Cafe. In our most recent episode, we chat everything from false teeth to our favorite Avengers moments. Join us for a cup of joe over there, and then meet me back here in about a week for another edition of The Trending Show. But until then, adios, amigos.